It's a weight to bear, a cross to bear. I'm not after martyrdom or anything like that. This was brought upon me, and I had no choice but to defend it.
When you found out that they were going to take legal action against you, what was your reaction there? You got caught out, basically, didn't you?
Very much so. But I suppose, in hindsight, looking back, with all the other cases that he'd pursued, it was no surprise when I had time to think about it. It's been a horrendous 18 months. It's taken up a lot of my time, and they probably know that. But it was something I had to do. I had to defend this claim. Otherwise, pay them a substantial amount of money.
You brought in a very experienced barrister. You paid big money for that, didn't you, to try and help you on the day. Did that succeed? Was that worth the money?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. The legal advice I've had, especially from Robert Evans, my solicitor, from Roland Robinson & Fenton, has been invaluable, really, in dealing with this.
Are you able to say how much you've paid in legal costs up to this point, roughly?
Many tens of thousands. Quite a lot of money, yes. But as I said, I've had no other choice but to take this action and defend it. I had a letter from the Austin family accusing me of defamation and threatening me with legal action. And they never asked for an apology. It was coming to the football club, we want a written apology from you, a retraction and payment of monies. And I just refused to do that.
On what basis? Why did you refuse?
Quite obvious. I hadn't done anything wrong. Anybody can write a letter to somebody demanding this and demanding that.
Because Carl Oyston has told us, in quite a conciliatory way, that he doesn't regret taking legal action against you. He says that it should never have got that far, and that had you apologised, there wouldn't have been a court case at all.
I was never asked to just apologise. This action carried on right up till the morning of the trial. Carl Oyston, or the Oyston family, climbed down due to the strong legal case that I had in place.
How confident were you that you were going to win the case, had it actually gone through?
Very much so, right from the very beginning. I took legal advice and we looked at everything in its context. And obviously I was warned of the possible consequences, but I was very confident right from the very beginning.
And the consequences had you lost? I mean, there was every chance that you would have won, of course. But had the worst thing happened, Jeremy, what impact would that have had on you and your family and your business?
Well, it would have had a huge impact, wouldn't it? But the further claim that the Oyston family put into the court only a few days before the trial to up the damages to £250,000 would have been, without a shadow of a doubt, life-changing. £500,000, anybody's been sued for that amount of money and loses that kind of money, it can be, and it is, life-changing.
Your business might have, well, by the wayside, mightn't it?
Business or anything else for that matter. I'm reasonably successful, but £500,000 to lose that amount of money would have been, as I said, life-changing.
How do you feel about that, given the fact that you've been a lifelong supporter of Blackpool Football Club, and in fact your parents, likewise, you've been involved in sponsoring the club and having an executive box at Bloomfield Road?
Well, as a family and as a business, I mean, my father came to Blackpool from Manchester in the late 50s and has supported Blackpool since. He's brought me up as a Blackpool supporter. I've brought my 12-year-old son up as a Blackpool supporter. This action is mind-numbing, really. The Oyston family must be the only owners of a football club that have ever sued their own fans, and fans that are only demonstrating about the way their football club is being run. I mean, I understand the Oystons have said there has been a few malicious comments made by certain people. I've never been part of that. I've just merely demonstrated my right to peaceful protest, and that's what I did against them at Cardiff, along with thousands of other fans.
I guess they will say, well, that was libelous.
Yeah, you can call anything, whatever you want to call it, libelous, defamation. You can make any accusation, but that accusation has got to stand up in a court of law, and their argument didn't.
Do you feel vindicated? Do you feel so justice has been done? You're obviously seen as the all-conquering victorious hero by the disgruntled Blackpool fans.
How do I see it going forward? It's very, very difficult. I can't see any way, shape or form that the Oyston family can stay at the football club anymore. It's a deep shame because I've known them both a long time, and it's almost like a marriage that's broken down irretrievably. Both sides aren't budging, but the Oyston family, they need the fans. They need the fans through the turnstiles. And the fans that I've spoken to, I can't see any of them going back. So until there's a change of ownership at the club, I think that's the only way forward. I mean, they've been there now 30 years. I think it's maybe time to look at moving on.
And does that include you in terms of not going back? I know you subscribe to this not a penny more doctrine, don't you?
Well, naturally I do, as do thousands of other fans. But I think I'm probably speaking for many thousands of people. I've spoken to lots and lots of people over the last 2 years, and everybody's saying the same thing. We've all moved on. We're actually all doing other things. We're almost a little scared, a little frightened that we've not actually... We've got out of the habit of going to football. I mean, I've tried AFC Fylde. I've been to Fleetwood a couple of times. But, you know, you're not born into those teams, are you? Everybody out there listening will know, you know, the football club chooses you. I was born on Bloomfield Road, and that's where I grew up. And I will remain a Blackpool supporter until the day I die.
When you see the result at 5-5 on a Saturday afternoon, what impact does that have on you?
Very little nowadays, unfortunately. Very little.
And in the meantime, you're going to get all your legal costs paid by the Oyston family.
Yes, rightly so. As I said, this action was brought against me. All I've done is defended it, and I defended it successfully.